Middle East and Africa.
Israel and America. A familiar problem. Israel's history of arms embargoes.
On May 8th, President Joe Biden confirmed that his administration would withhold shipments of certain kinds of bombs if Israel extends its invasion of Rafah, Hamas's last main stronghold in Gaza, where over a million civilians have taken shelter. Israel has been here before. In 1969, Britain and France imposed arms embargoes, and Israel found itself without its main suppliers of tanks, fighter jets, and warships. In response, it increased its purchases of American weapons while investing heavily in its own arms industry. To replace the embargoed British Chieftain tank, it built the formidable Merkava, updated versions of which are currently being used in Gaza. Today, Israel's arms industry is one of its main sources of export revenue. But in the mid-1980s, defence costs were part of what nearly brought Israel to financial meltdown. To balance its budget, Israel looked to America. In Israel's early years, America refused to sell it arms as it tried to remain impartial in the Middle East. But after Israel's victory in the Six-Day War of 1967, and as the Cold War intensified, America increasingly saw Israel as its main regional ally. It agreed to sell Israel weapons and then subsidised them with an annual foreign military financing programme, which since 2019 has reached $3.8 billion. The reliance on its weapons and money has given America leverage. It threatened to withhold arms to get a ceasefire to end the Yom Kippur War of 1973 and to limit Israel's invasions of Lebanon in 1982 and Gaza in 2015. Some in the Israeli security establishment worry about relying too much on America. Buying American weapons is an easy choice, but in the long term it has weakened Israel's ability to develop its own capabilities, says a bigwig at a local arms maker. Benjamin Netanyahu, Israel's prime minister, said recently that if Israelis must stand alone, we will stand alone. Some of his supporters have called for just that, an end to Israel's dependence on America. More level-headed Israelis think that is a dangerous illusion.